Shalom Chavarim, this is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, Shavua Tov. This week we have a new Torah portion, Parshat Vayikra, and this is always read right before the time of Passover in anticipation of the coming holiday. Now let me mention something that could be potentially confusing to you if you're new to the study of the Hebrew Bible, and that has to do with the name Vayikra, which comes from a Hebrew verb, kara, which means to call out. Now, Vayikra means, and he called, or he called out, and it's the first significant word of the book of Vayikra, which is otherwise translated as the book of Leviticus. Coincidentally, it's the first word, significant word of our Torah reading for this week, so it is also called Vayikra. In other words, you have Sefer Vayikra, which refers to the book of Leviticus, and the first portion of that book in the scheduled reading of the Torah portions for the year called Parshat Vayikra. If you're confused about that, just go to the Hebrew for Christians website and look at the way that the Torah portions are broken out throughout the year, and it should make some sense for you. Now let me take just a moment to talk about the overall theme of the book of Leviticus, or Sefer Vayikra. The word Sefer, by the way, means book or scroll, so Sefer Vayikra means the scroll of Vayikra. Now this is the book or scroll of the priesthood of ancient Israel, concerning ritual and sacrificial law pertaining to the Mishkan. That word Mishkan means tabernacle, and that later was transformed into the temple. Sefer Vayikra is also sometimes called Sefer Zevachim, from Zevach, which is sacrifice, so the book of sacrifices. Now the book describes the details of the offerings of various sacrifices to the Lord and emphasizes ritual purity and holiness. In fact, nearly half of the supposed 613 commandments of the Torah are found in this book, and much of the Talmud is based on it and the various laws concerning ritual purity. Physically speaking, the Torah scroll, or Sefer Torah, is a sewn scroll combined of smaller scrolls, and the first of which is Bereshit, and then Shemot, this is Genesis and Exodus, and then Leviticus, or Vayikra, followed by Bamidbar, which is Numbers, and then Devarim, or Deuteronomy. But note that Sefer Vayikra is the central book of the five books of Moses, or the Torah. And so it is the physical center, and it's also the spiritual center of the Torah, because it has to do with blood atonement and the rituals that make us right with God, those being finally fulfilled in our Messiah, Yeshua, blessed be He. For more on this fascinating topic, see the Hebrew for Christians website and look for an article called Leviticus and Yeshua, as well as other articles that explain the relationship of the sacrificial system and the death of Yeshua on the cross. A lot of Christians don't like to read this book, or they find it somewhat boring, but when you begin to understand that all these things prefigure the different aspects of the sacrifice of Yeshua for our cleansing from sin, then it begins to take on greater importance. And really, the book of Leviticus, it was given by God Himself as a way of explaining what the nature of the cross of Messiah is all about. You have to understand the Bible in context, and you're not really able to fathom the work that was done on the cross for our redemption and healing apart from understanding what was said in the book of Leviticus. It's common enough to hear that Jesus died for your sins, or that His blood cleanses you from sin, or that He is your atonement, but all those ideas are seated and embedded in this great book of the Bible, and therefore it behooves us to really take some time to study this great book of Scripture. Okay, so again, we have Sefer Vayikra, which is the book of Leviticus, and Parshat Vayikra, which is our weekly Torah reading for this week. And it always is read before the time of Passover, because Passover is all about the atonement and being cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of God. In our English Bibles, you can find Parshat Vayikra, beginning with the book of Leviticus, chapter 1, verse 1, and running through chapter 6, verse 7. Now, unlike narrative portions of other books of the Torah, such as Exodus and Genesis, the book of Leviticus begins with the Lord calling out, that's the word Vayikra, calling out to Moses to explain that the way to draw near to Him is by means of atoning sacrifice. It's noteworthy that throughout the book, only the sacred name of the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is used in connection with sacrificial offerings, and never the name Elohim. This suggests that sacrificial offerings were given to draw us near to experience God's mercy and compassion, rather than to simply appease His anger as our judge. In other words, the name of the Lord, that is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, represents salvation, or Yeshua, and the healing for the sinner, not God's judgment. This idea might be a little bit clearer if you consider that God provided the blood for the sacrifice, and that represents his judgment for sin, but his heart was to draw the sinner close to him. Indeed, the Hebrew word korban, often translated as sacrifice or offering, comes from a root word karov, which means to draw close or come near. The sinner who approached the Lord trusting in the efficacy of the sacrificial blood shed on his or her behalf would find healing in life. As it's written, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you on the altar to make atonement," that's the word kapara, "for your souls, for it's the blood that makes atonement by the life." That verse is one of the key verses of the entire book of Leviticus, or Sefer Vayikra, namely Leviticus 17, verse 11. So again, God's judgment is represented by his giving of the blood, the shedding of the blood for the sinner. And of course, that is a clear picture of the cross of Messiah and what happened there. Jesus became the sacrificial victim for our sin. God's judgment was poured out on him, and his mercy, therefore, is extended to the sinner who puts their trust in him and in God's means of being made right with him through the sacrifice of his son. That's essentially the gospel message, is it not? In this connection, what the sinner would do is lean his hands onto the head of the sacrificial animal provided by God, again, because the animal life and the blood was a gift from God to us to be used for sacrifice, given for that purpose, to be placed on the altar to make atonement for us. So the sinner would lay their hands upon, this is called semicha, and confess sin, vidui. And then as the animal was slaughtered, they would realize that was done in their behalf and for their judgment for sin, so that they'd be cleansed and could draw close to God. But note again that the sacrificial system itself prefigured the Messiah, his sacrifice on the cross, and all that was meant was to bring us into a place of loving connection with God, healing life, eternal life. Note that the word in the ancient Greek translation of the Torah called the Septuagint, now this was translated sometime around 300 BC or so, the word that was chosen to translate the Hebrew word kaporet, means atonement or the mercy seat, is hilasterion, and is sometimes just translated as propitiation or cleansing. The New Testament picks up on this usage in Romans chapter 3, verse 25, where it's written, God put forward Yeshua as a propitiation, that's that word, hilasterion, through faith in his blood. In other words, the shedding of Yeshua's blood, represented by his passion on the cross, was presented upon the heavenly kaporet, that's the heavenly mercy seat, before the very throne of God himself for our atoning sacrifice, that is our kapara, before God. So just before Passover now, we are beginning to read from the book of Leviticus, and this is an exciting study once you understand the connections between all the details of the priesthood and the sacrificial system and how Yeshua is the substance of all that. It's amazing how much God revealed to us to understand the depths of his love and concern and how intimately that connects with all parts of our lives. So take some time. I hope this becomes a meaningful study for you. Please see the Shabbat Table Talk for Parashat Vayikra on the Hebrew for Christians website. It's free PDF download. Also listen to the Vayikra audio discussion on the website. That's a longer version of a Torah Table Talk here that we're doing. So I hope you'll take some time to listen to that as well. I wish you Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov, that's Chodesh Nisan Tov, and also Shana Tova Umetuka B'Shem Yeshua Mashichenu, a good and sweet year in the Messiah Yeshua, because the year begins in the spring, in the month of Aviv, and later renamed Nisan, but we are beginning a new year, and this is the month of redemption, and Passover is the focal point of it all, and that all centers on our Lord Yeshua. So, Happy New Year to you. That said, this is a difficult time we're living in now, is it not, Chavarim? And the coronavirus has been released, and we're not sure what the impact of that holds for us yet. And so there's some uncertainty in the air, and there's some fear even in the air, as we're about to begin this new year, new biblical year of the Torah. And so it's time to really turn to God in Teshuva and ask him for real wisdom and grace for us right now. We need it today. As it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins and heal their land. More than ever, we need that to be true of our lives. So we need to make time to turn to God in intercession and ask him for help and guidance in this hour of our need. I pray that we'll stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So, Heavenly Father, I ask for mercy upon us all. I plead the precious blood of Yeshua that was shed on the cross for us, and how that was all prefigured in the elaborate Mishkan, or tabernacle, and later the temple. And especially, Lord, how Yeshua is the substance of the Korban Pesach, the Passover Lamb, that you redeemed your people, you saved your people in Egypt by means of the blood of the Lamb. And so, today, we are saved by trusting in the sacrificial death of Yeshua for our sins on the cross, also during this time. He is our great Lamb of God. He is the great Holy One of Israel. Thank you, Lord, for being our atoning sacrifice, our Passover Lamb. Everything is bound up in your heart for us. So thank you so much for life. Please help us, God. Help us in this time of human history when there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of uncertainty. Help us be certain in your love for us, and full of conviction that your hand is in all of this. Thank you for your love. B'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. That's Revelation 5:12. If you haven't done so already, you can download the Hebrew for Christians Passover Seder Guide, which includes all 15 steps of the Passover Seder, the traditional Seder, and instructions on how to put on your own home ceremony, as well as a way of walking through the great Haggadah or narrative of the Exodus with your family or friends. So I hope you'll download that and check that out. Also check out the other resources we have on Passover and the Passover holidays leading up and culminating in the great festival of Shavuot or Pentecost, those two on the Hebrew for Christians website. Now, while it's gloriously true that Yeshua is indeed the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world, the end of our salvation, again, is a heart relationship with God, to be his children, to be a part of his family of love, and to be a part of his kingdom of light and truth. And I pray that we don't miss that deeper point of it all. And that's really embodied and represented and told by the resurrection of our Lord. Yeshua didn't stand a cross, and the grave could not hold him. He triumphed over all powers of darkness, and including the verdict of the law, through the new life that he bequeathed to those who trust in him. And of course, we remember the resurrection of our Lord during Yom HaBikurim, or First Fruits, and it's another spring holiday that happens 3 days after the Passover sacrifice. And there's information about that on the website as well, so please be familiar with the spring holidays or Moedim. There's a lot of information on the Hebrew for Christians website that will walk you through this so you can see how Yeshua is the fulfillment of all the spring holidays given in the Torah and how the fall holidays are about to commence. And those have to do with the return of Israel, the judgment on the nations, and the second coming of Messiah. Let me end now with the great Birkat Kohanim. This is the great priestly blessing by which the priests of Israel were to impart the name of God upon the people of Israel, to be name bearers, to be grace bearers, to reveal and reflect the great light of God. And that goes, Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'ikuneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, his healing love, his shalom. B'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu Hu Adon. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, who is our Lord. Amen. Shavua Tov, Chavarim.
כל בוקר שהחזרת את נשמתי מודה אני על בגד שנחת על גופי שלא יהיה לי קר אתה שומר עליי
Please note that this lovely music comes from Omer Adam, and this is a song called Modei Ani. You can find them on Amazon.com. And also, please visit us at HebrewForChristians.com for more about the Jewish roots of the faith, the Jewish holiday cycle, and, of course, learning Hebrew. Shalom, shalom, Chavarim.